Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Tere rangi o Access Radio no Pōneke, ko Tiffany Wainahau. I'm joined in the studio today with Kura. Morena, Kura.
Morena, Tiffany Wayne, on this stormy, windy but warm day.
It's very warm and very windy. My hair is knotty and I brushed it this morning. How's your morning been so far?
It's been pretty cruisy, really. You know, just got ready to come to the show, caught the bus. Yeah, it was nice.
Yes, I saw you strolling towards me while I stood in the wind. So today we're going to talk a little bit about some podcasts and YouTubing I've been watching. I love Kathy Griffin has made a comeback after being monetized by America and President Trump since his first running. And obviously we've got electronic and alternative music that I like today. I made other playlists that were Kiwi and also dance lists, but this felt more like a warm Sunday list. And we'll also be talking a little bit about American politics with our own. So we'll first go into our first couple of songs, and I've got LaRue and Foster the People for my first two picks. So, yes. It's LaRue, Colourless Colour. I read the wrong song on here. I'll say it afterwards. Since we had 47 minutes, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's just shoot two.
Play.
Kia ora tātou people, you've joined me on Access Radio 106.1 FM. We are sponsored by the Rural Foundation. I'm here with Kura, and you just sabotaged me, Kura. You left my mic on.
Yes, I'm just keeping to, you know, just keeping to the norm. Why change now?
It is good having a laugh. I did feel the hot sweats after you told me my mic was still on.
Yeah, exactly. Lucky you didn't say any rude words.
Yeah. That is exactly right, because I would. So we're going to move on to something not so funny. There was a shooting in America, a really actually polarizing one at the moment, it seems. Do you know much about it?
I've been following it on Facebook and the response, and yeah, horrific, really.
It is horrific, and it's weird how they're spinning it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, saying it was self-defence when the video clearly shows...
Not self-defence.
You just had to step out of the way.
Yeah, and the newest video actually shows she was in quite a pleasant mood and was being polite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously an ICE agent shot an American citizen. Renee Good, Renee Nicole Good, who was actually a poet, award-winning poet, and a mother of three. She leaves behind a seven-year-old son, and the son had lost his father 2 years prior. He was a comedian. The ICE agent, I've got him written down here somewhere.
So they've named him now, haven't they?
Yeah, Jonathan Ross. He joined ICE in 2015, was deployed to Iraq from 2004 to 2005. He was a machine gunner, later joined border control. He is a SWAT firearms instructor, use my English properly, and he works in intelligence and is currently a team leader in ICE. He's also, I think he's a gun, firearms instructor. You think someone like that would know better.
Exactly. You know, you'd think there'd be some training about, you know,
well, standing in front of a vehicle is apparently a no-no. And also shooting someone that's controlling a vehicle is a big no-no. So he had actually been in an altercation, I think, a year or two before. With the border control. A wanted man, he smashed the back window, put his arm through to unlock it, and the man drove off. And this is in the court case. I don't know how you can... but he apparently was able to obtain his taser while the car was driving and then tasered the man in the back of the head was what I read.
Wow.
But I was wondering if he may have been tasered first and then ended up dragging him because of that.
Yeah, well, it's like, why would you throw your arm through a driving car? So, I mean, it's been getting a lot of coverage on Facebook, and it's good to see that, you know, the government, local government officials are, you know, supporting the people and... And the people on the streets.
And you're actually getting, you get some of the government, the current sitting government, that's spinning it totally the different way. I heard she was a terrorist at first, so it wasn't until I saw the video that I actually was thinking, whoa, that's not a terrorist, not terrorising, and you can't really be a terrorist with stuffed animals in your glove department.
Exactly, yeah.
She could have been, she looked like anybody's mother. So there's been 39 dead since these ICE raids. That's 39 in total, and two are just this year, even though we're fresh in the year.
And it just seems like they've got carte blanche to just go and cause fear in the community. You know, without, you know, true evidence of you know.
And I was thinking, because it's like an FBI agency, right? You'd think they'd be more on the dot with protocol. And who they're hiring. How trained are they? That's concerning.
Yes. And I suppose like a lot of Americans must feel how devastating it is that, you know, their own sort of government are turning, you know, people against them, you know, so they're the targets.
I wasn't, well, it's reminiscent of learning about the brown coats at the moment. It's looking very, very problematic. So my condolences out to Renee's whānau and her friends. And, she was an artist. We need more art, less guns.
More art, less guns, absolutely.
Well, after that sad, tragic news, we'll be back with a bit of podcasting YouTube news, but I'm going to go into Likey Lee, I Follow Rivers, followed Chance. Followed by Milky Chance, The Stolen Dance, Sabotage. Okay, let's get into it.
Dancing on
Te rangi o Access Radio no Poneke. You've joined us on 106.1 FM and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. You've joined Tiffany Wayne and, I was going to say Rutu Kura, but Kura Sabo Kura.
Yeah, well, yep, that's right. Got to keep it even.
Yeah, you got to keep it even. Sabo everyone equally.
That's right. Oh,
thank you for being treating me with equal rights. Now we're going to, I was going to talk about Kathy Griffith and YouTube and podcasting, my recent favourite, because she's got a good big mouth like me and just says what she thinks. But I'm actually going to bring up Venezuela first because it'll be nice and short. What do you know about Venezuela recently?
I mean, pretty much just what I've been watching on the Facebook, that, you know, Trump government decided to invade Venezuela and abduct the leaders on the basis that they were, you know, selling drugs.
Prime Minister Maduro and his wife to be tried in America.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be really interesting to see how that goes.
Exactly. So, yes, I heard drugs first too, but then the story kept changing because now it's petrol.
It was, well, I suppose I think what they sold to their government was that's the reason they were doing it.
Yeah.
But underpinning that is about getting all the oil. Yeah. You know, getting.
Well, you were talking about the trades with.
I think that. Well, I think it'll come when you do your talk about the American dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Petrol dollar.
Yeah.
That's my. What I'm thinking. So the petrol dollar, what that is when any country sells petrol, you know, a petrol dollar is simply a US dollar earned by a country from selling oil, not a special currency, but a system where oil is priced in dollars, in American dollars. So most international oil transactions are conducted in the US dollar. Yep. Constant demand, countries need dollars to buy oil, creating steady global demand for US currency. The impact on the US dollar is that, you know, it's a global reserve currency. The petrol dollar system solidifies the dollar's role as the world's primary reserve and trade currency. So it actually perks the American dollar up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes them strong.
Yeah.
And I think what I was seeing on Facebook was basically how countries like Canada and Mexico are directly trading directly with China and leaving out the America. So that means, you know, that
they're not getting the perk.
They're not going to get that dollar value.
Yeah.
And it just is a result of, I suppose, America's decision making at the moment.
So it was slightly to do with the dollar.
Well, pretty much to do with the dollar, really.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say with petrol, I said the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we add petrol to dollar and we get petrol dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we hit it on the head there. So we've got first for drug trafficking, then we're going into the petrol itself, and then we're getting closer to the dot, I think. But let's get into music before we get into trouble, eh?
Okay.
So I've got Peter Bajorn and John. Old Folks, and then followed up with Foster the People and Pumped Up Kicks.
Doesn't matter what you do, you are hanging on.
Kia ora tātou peeps, you've joined us on 106.1 FM and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and Kura. Now, I'm going to bring up Kathy Griffin. She's an American comedian and actress. I think some people remember the redhead from Suddenly Susan, and I think she was even on The Apprentice with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I remember her now that you've talked to her about her and showed me her photo.
Yeah. Well, she also was on Life on the D-List, and that was she did a reality show back when they weren't very common, actually, about being a D-list celebrity, hardly getting work and getting embarrassing jobs, but she'll still do it.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love her. I like people that can laugh at themselves, especially comedians. She was cancelled in 2017 for a controversial poster she did during Trump's first running of election. So she had a mask that looked, you know how you have those rubber masks of presidents and actors and stuff?
Yeah.
And she's holding it up. And in the other hand, like David and Goliath kind of looking picture.
Yeah.
She's holding it up. It looks kind of gruesome, but you can tell it's a mask. And in the other hand, she's holding a sword like she just chopped it off. Yeah, and actually she got the sword from being a host for Porn Awards. Yeah.
So she got her sword from.
So her props. Props she had around the house.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't like this very much, and they monetized her and blacklisted her.
Yeah.
So she was missing for quite a few years, and she's still been speaking her mind, and she actually started having her own podcast on YouTube. Yeah. So you can find her there, and she speaks her mind on anything. And recently she's been talking about Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, I better tell people where they'll find her. So you just look up Kathy Griffin, Talk Your Head Off. So she even used the head off, Talk Your Head Off.
And then does she post on a regular basis?
Yes, and she posts about relevant topics that are on the dot now. Yep. She's recently been doing books that are speaking the truth about Meta and Zuckerberg in them, and they don't like it very much. Yep. So she's feeling like she's going to be monetized about this too, and I think people should go have a look. That's Kathy Griffith, Talk Your Head Off.
How long have you been following Kathy Griffiths?
Oh, for quite a few years now. But my problem is I wasn't a good interactor. I'd watch everyone on YouTube on the TV while I'm cooking and cleaning. And then I realised they need the subscription, they need the like, they need the share. So I've been doing it. And she recently has been talking about books like Mind F-CK. And that was by Christopher Wilde. And it's on her recent podcast actually on YouTube, and there's other people too speaking up about our Meta, like the craziness with Meta, and that YouTube owns Instagram. They're all kind of all in the same bundle, and that they actually monetize and shadow people and information. And there's even talks that they manipulated elections in foreign countries, and I suspect our country was one of those countries.
Yeah. And so when you say shadow people, what does that mean?
Oh, I don't know if they've got AI following people or agents following people. But it does make me think about, we've had FBI here for 7 years now, and we hosted Cash Patel recently.
Yeah,
they're very much to do with ICE, aren't they? Yes.
Yeah.
It's all just craziness. I just can't believe stuff like that can happen in general, or is happening, I should say. So her recent podcast is out there, peeps. I think everyone should give it a check out. She's totally unfiltered. She doesn't care. She doesn't care, and she's not afraid to lose followers. She says it every episode. She goes, oh, there goes another bunch of followers every time she talks about a celebrity. And she don't care.
So she knows she thinks, oh, I've just offended you, but see you later. Yeah. So all good.
Well, she doesn't care about offending people. She thinks that even though she's a comedian and she makes you laugh, she thinks it's more important to tell the truth than not. You know what I mean? And I've just become an even bigger fan of hers because of that such attitude. I've actually started unfollowing a lot of celebrities that don't speak up when shit hits the fan.
Yeah. So I suppose every so often I see Rosie O'Donnell on the Facebook because
she was another one.
Relationship that was, it's a relationship even though it's a hate relationship, really.
Well, her and she was on the D-list too, really. Yeah. So she's another D-list celebrity like Kathy Griffin that Donald took down, but Donald himself was once on the D-list with them. So they know him personally.
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff. And he shut them both down.
And the interesting thing that Kathy was saying is, like, after all these years, like, she's still living in his head, so he still carries her around and brings her up.
But both these women are still. Yeah. And she moved to Ireland and she's loving it.
That's right.
Yeah. I watch her online. Do you do that?
She just pops up on my feed every so often.
Well, it's funny how they went missing. Everyone forgot about them and now think, like, crap's starting to hit the fan, they're kind of making a comeback. So I suggest people definitely follow Kathy, but I enjoy watching Rosie anyway. You see her sitting in her car, giving her commentary on politics and talking about her kids. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to move into more music now. We've got Santa Gold coming, Desperate Youth, and M83 Midnight City. We'll be right back. Welcome, kia ora tātou people, welcome back. So that was Santa Gold with Desperate Youth and M83 Midnight City. Now, I talked about Kathy Griffith, or Griffin, I always put Griffith in there, what's that happening? With her podcasting on YouTube, but I thought we should talk a little bit about our podcasts we should be watching. Now, I'm a bit of a lefty, but I find the left is a little bit more onto it when it comes to sourcing and references to the news. So, and the probability is actually more on the dot.
So do they give you the references? That,
yeah.
And I suppose I was going to ask you about how do you know that they're a real person and not an AI?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you were telling me, how heaps have been AI, and I haven't seen many AIs coming from the left, but I've seen a lot of state-owned media in America using AI with no sources, and that's highly problematic. So you've got IHIP, I've Had It podcast, that's in America, and they do all their sourcing of real places. Like, they reference everywhere they get their news from, and they're it's a high probability of reality in there. And that's us too with BHN here on Big Hairy News.
Yep, that's right.
Network.
Watch them. See
yeah,
them.
Yeah. High probability of being true. You know, there's no spin on it. It's not, I guess they try and be centrist, but whenever you get to the truth, it starts looking left, right. Right, left, right. So I also thought I'd bring up a very gorgeous young girl for the young men out there, because I don't think they want to see our wine mums or Kathy Griffith for my favourite Hassan Piker. He's on everything. He's on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I love Hassan Piker. If you can hear me, Hassan, visit me. I love you. But there's a new girl I've found, the Lauren Piretra show. It's Piretra. Show. She looks like a Playboy bunny, absolutely gorgeous, and she doesn't need to be doing this. But she's talking about current affairs and politics.
Where's she based, do you think?
America.
Oh, yep.
American girl. But I just love seeing gorgeous girls, because I know that there's viewers for that. You know, there's a lot of gorgeous Barbie dolls out there, but they ain't saying much or doing much. You can look at one, talk the truth, and talk about relevance of today's days.
Yeah. Well, good. That'll be good to look out for.
Yeah. So I just think people should be looking out for trustworthy sources. And I think when news sources start looking truthful, they start being called left, whereas I think a lot of them are actually centrist.
Yeah.
You're getting, you know, the right seems to spin a lot, as we've seen with the recent shooting, Venezuela. Even in New Zealand, our own. I didn't bring them up once today because I thought I'm going to have a bigger rant about that closer to our elections.
Yeah, it's good.
But thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Please stay out there, stay relevant. You know, enjoy dreamland and dream world, but please get to reality now and then and start learning about politics, because if you don't do politics, politics will do you. We're going to finish the show with a song I love very much, Glass Animals Youth. Thank you, Kura.
Thank you.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.